a second beef checkoff. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. An impasse on how to resolve issues in the producer-funded beef checkoff program may mean a formation of a second checkoff. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
So, members of the beef industry, might you see a second beef checkoff in your future? According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack,
we will be putting in the Federal Register a notice with a series of questions soliciting comment and input from producers and producer groups that will help us formulate what a second checkoff would look like.
Why is that the case, especially since there is an existing producer-funded checkoff program in place to support research, marketing, and promotion efforts for the beef industry? For the last 3 years, various groups within the beef sector have not created a way to modify or reform the existing checkoff program to increase funding. As the secretary spelled out in September before the National Farmers Union,
there's not enough money in the checkoff program, especially given the challenges that the beef industry faces today. And I also know that there's deep concern about the decision-making process relative to how the checkoff funds are invested.
So with an impasse among industry members how to move forward with the existing checkoff, Secretary Vilsack says he believes he needs to move forward with plans to create a second checkoff program.
Absent that agreement, I've got the power to create an avenue for additional money. I'm going to use that power unless the industry comes back and says, you know, you don't have to do that, Mr. Secretary. We've come to an understanding. This is how we would like it done. I'm all for that, but I haven't heard that.
What might the timeline look like if USDA moves forward with formation of another beef checkoff program?
We'll solicit comments, take those comments, shape a proposal. I would imagine that we're looking at something that would be instituted sometime in calendar year 2015. You've got to go through a series of administrative steps. It takes a while, but I'm very intent on getting this done. It'll be in place for a couple of years. Then there'll be a referendum. We might learn a little something about what works and what doesn't work.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.